have reached that age where you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. I'm 103 and a half.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever complained? Of course you haven't. Well, maybe once or twice, you say. One study claims that the average adult will spend 5 months of life complaining. Here are some of those complaints. I hope you can find it in your heart to feel very sorry for these poor people. I tried to spread cold butter on the toast. The bread ripped. The string on my tea bag fell into the water. My seedless watermelon has a seed in it. McDonald's only gave me 3 barbecue sauces for my 20 chicken nuggets. I have to ration them. The escalator is broken. I had to use the stairs. I had too much food for lunch and now I'm tired. I want another car, but there isn't enough room in my driveway. My wallet won't close. There's too much money in it. I have a paper cut on my iPad finger. Every tweet is agony. There's so much legroom in business class that I can hardly reach the touchscreen TV. Well, they call them first world problems. Our inability to see the blessings for the blisters. My daughter was reading novels and she said to me, "Things were so much simpler in the olden days. I wish I was born back then, Daddy. Life would have been easier." Well, I said, "Honey, when our ancestors traveled from the East Coast to the West, there were no heated seats on their wagons. Those wagons went from 0 to 60 in about 75 years. They had no GPS in them, believe it or not. Children were born along the way, grandchildren too. I can now make that same trip at 30,000 feet, watching a movie, eating a lunch that was best before last Tuesday, and arriving in time for dinner." In the Middle Ages, when I was a little boy, much of life was devoted to simply surviving. In all seriousness, famine was common. Hunger was immediate. About 1 in 4 harvests was poor in the medieval world. Often crops failed altogether. Then there were plagues and other illnesses that swept away millions. As recently as 1845, 1.5 million died in Ireland when the potato crop failed. Remember that next time you hear someone long for simpler times when life was easy. Today, we can have hot pizza delivered to our door when we experience early-onset hunger pangs. Kings didn't have the entertainment we enjoy, or electricity, or refrigerators, or running water unless someone ran to get it for them. They had wifeys, but no Wi-Fi, no power windows in their cars. What could we possibly have done to deserve such conveniences when most of human history was a struggle to survive? And why am I telling you this? Because as I age, I find myself complaining more. It's true, I do. I need to stop. I say things like, "My cookie won't fit in my glass of milk." "When I eat my potato chips, I can't hear the TV." "I had to retie my left shoe. Now it feels tighter than my right shoe." Every age comes with its challenges, but when we live wishing for what was or longing for what will be, we rob today of its joy. God has given us today. It's full of wonder and possibility. So I'm going to stop and thank God for what He's up to right now. I'll start with Psalm 107. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Tell others He has redeemed you. Let them praise the Lord for the wonderful things He has done for them. He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." We are blessed beyond reason, aren't we? We have strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. My wife is going to be so relieved at my new attitude. For some reason, she didn't appreciate it last night when I said, "Honey, my electric toothbrush died. Now I have to move my arm to brush my teeth."
I was going through a huge trial in my life when I went to see Phil Calloway live. I didn't realize how much I'd need to hear the message of hope he brought. It was enough to keep me going until that situation got resolved. Thank you, Phil. Wow, we love hearing these testimonies, and we'd love to hear how Laugh Again has touched your life too. Leave a comment on our Facebook page or email info@laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.